Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins. Let's get ready to have this book summary of Deep Work by Carl Newport. This book summary is not a substitute of not reading the book. It should be the reason to read this book, one of the classics which can really multiply your productivity, which we can make you to the go to the flow state and get the results. So chale samajhte what are the important salient features of this classic bestseller, Deep Work. Dosto, zabardast cheez hai Deep Work. I will give you several examples, but some famous examples are like this. Elon Musk, one of the richest men in the world. I mean, unki jo credit jati hai to discover Tesla and maybe work on his entire SpaceX, and the entire thing which is invented is just because of his ability to focus on deep work, to really work deeply on concepts and get those kind of different kind of a startups running in and become like a multi-billion dollar startups. One more example of Bill Gates. Bill Gates, famously known for going for think weeks, where he just gets isolated and goes for thinking. And for weeks, he just keeps on thinking and comes out with his best ideas. In fact, Bill Gates' starting in Harvard is actually connected to this deep work. It is mentioned, folklore bolta hai, ki wo itne wo deep work mein busy ho gaye the that Paul Allen, unke jo business partner the, he was like, kya, what are you doing? I mean, he was like, while coding the first basic software which made Bill Gates, Microsoft, the billionaire, he's like, he was so much engrossed in deep work, he just used to sleep on his desktop. और बाद में अचानक से उठते थे और अगेन स्टार्ट टू कोड. दैट्स हाउ बेसिक का कोड बना था. इमेंस डीप वर्क व्हिच मेड बिल गेट्स द रिचेस्ट मैन इन द वर्ल्ड. उनके दोस्त वॉरेन बफे, ही इज नोन फॉर डीप वर्क, एनालाइजिंग, स्टडीइंग, रीडिंग न्यूज़पेपर्स एंड रिसर्च. 12 बजे तक सुबह से पढ़ते ही है, जस्ट रिसर्च 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 विद डीप वर्क. एंड दैट्स वेयर ही इज बिकम वन ऑफ द बेस्ट एंड द बिगेस्ट इन्वेस्टर्स, द मोस्ट सक्सेसफुल इन्वेस्टर इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ ह्यूमन सिविलाइजेशन, वॉरेन बफे. ऐसे बहुत सारे, स्टीव जॉब्स, उनका एग्जाम्पल ले लीजिए. मिनिमलिस्टिक अप्रोच इन टेक्नोलॉजी. अगर एप्पल के प्रोडक्ट्स को आप ले लो, इतने ही एक ही टेबल में आ जाएंगे, समा जाएंगे. इट्स डीप वर्क, जो करेंगे डीप फोकस से करेंगे और तभी वो क्रिएटिविटी आएगी. दिस इज वन टूल विच यू कैनॉट रिफ्यूज इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बिकम अ पाथ ब्रेकर, इफ यू रियली वॉन्ट टू बिकम अ ग्रैंड सक्सेस इन योर इंडस्ट्री. तो लेट्स अंडरस्टैंड वॉट इज डीप वर्क. डीप वर्क का टेक्निकल डेफिनेशन में बोलता हूं. डीप वर्क रिफर्स टू फोकस्ड अनडिस्ट्रैक्टेड वर्क that pushes your cognitive abilities to their limits. एक ऐसा काम जैसे आप पूरे फोकस से करते हो, जिसमें आप मैक्सिमम वैल्यू देते हो, जहां पे कोई डिस्ट्रैक्शन नहीं है. That is what is deep work. तो इसको सही तरह से समझने के लिए इसका ऑपोजिट भी समझिए. What is the opposite of deep work? Deep work का ऑपोजिट है shallow work. Now what do you mean by shallow work? Shallow work is non-demanding, logistical tasks, not creating much work and are easy to replicate. That is shallow work. I mean, chalo ye kaam kiya, chalo email check kiya, WhatsApp check kiya, are ye delegate kiya, ye gaye office mein baat kiya. No, that is all shallow work. Easy to manage, easy to delegate, usme koi aap value add nahi kar rahe ho. That is all is shallow work. Now understand this. Why deep work is important? What is the real reason why you should do deep work? See, when Simon Sinek says that start with why, जब तक आपका why clear नहीं है, you are never going to do deep work. कि मुझे क्यों deep work करना? Why should I do deep work? So let's understand what are the two main reasons of doing deep work, especially in this context of the 21st century, जहाँ पे AI का ज़माना आ गया है. I mean, every day we are bombarded with new AI tools. That's where you really need to understand why we need to do deep work. Two important reasons. Number one, the ability to quickly master hard things. And number two, the ability to produce at an elite level in terms of both quality and speed. Ye dono cheezo ke liye deep work important hai. Ab mante ho that new things are coming now. AI tools dekh lo, alag alag cheeze aa rahi hai, technology is going so fast. There are things which are happening very hard. So you need to really master those hard things. Ki nahi yaar, I cannot operate computer. Oh, I don't know how to use chat GPT. I can't use those AI tools. No, I know I'm old school. No, you have to master, even if it is hard for you. So that's the first thing. And second is to produce those best results in a shorter time and much more faster time. That is where you can multiply your productivity because competition ka zamana hai. Agar ek cheez ko karne ke liye agar aap 2 ghante lagate ho aur agar deep work se agar wo 2 minute mein hoti hai ya fir 10 minute mein hoti hai to wo definitely aapko compete karegi and you're going to be out of business. So I think it's very relevant why you should have deep work. I think the why is very clear. Now let's focus on the what part of it. And the how part of it. Ek equation samajhiye why high quality work is important and how you can produce high quality work. This is a very powerful equation from the book Deep Work. High quality work produced is equal to time spent into intensity of focus. Samajhiye, kabhi high quality niklegi jab bhi usme aapne kuch achha kisam ka samay spend kiya. And the quality jis samay aap kaam kar rahe ho is at a superior level. That is where you start to produce high quality content. It is not just about just doing some quality work. You have to invest enough time also. So time or quality ka sangam hota hai, tabhi you are really having that real mastery. You're really producing some breakthrough productivity results. That's what you mean by a high quality output. Simple sa mera practical example. Think and grow rich. High quality, one of the best sellers. So I'm not just producing high quality based on Think and Grow Rich principles, but I've invested my time. Every single day since last 8 years, I'm studying these principles every single day. In fact, in our community, 21 times is kitab ko hum padhte, summary ko padhte, in groups padhte. So it's like this, high quality. Think and Grow Rich, one of the best sellers to really start to make you a millionaire, completely reprogram your mindset and conquer your subconscious mind. And from that high quality, we are also investing time. Isiliye to results aa rahe hain. If you are not yet part of Think and Grow Rich, understand this. We are doing this context of deep work and that's where you're really starting to get the results. It's really high quality content. Dosto, one more important context of deep work is, it is directly connected to this very famous state, what we call as the flow state. Now, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi is the father of the flow state and everybody is talking about being in the flow state. We are flow mein hona chahiye, where I don't feel stressed. So, deep work or flow state ka bahut behtareen connection hai. What do you mean by flow state? Flow state is an optimal state of consciousness where there is effortless effort. Aap ek time ko aapko kuch mehsoos hota nahi, you are just doing your work. There is no stress feeling. Deep work karenge, tabhi aapke chances hai, aap flow state mein jayenge. In fact, one of the triggers of being in the flow state is deep work. That's the real connection of deep work and the flow state. Deep work mein, aap uninterrupted time de rahe ho to meaningful tasks. For example, two powerful examples is book mein hai. One is of J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling is the very famous author of Harry Potter series. Aur jab unki final series ki final book, she was supposed to write it down. But she could not focus. Maybe ghar mein bachche the, khel rahe the, pareshani ho rahi thi. Maybe kabhi the dogs were barking. And she was not able to focus on that particular completing of the sequel. And she was wondering, ye kya karu main? There this particular big gesture comes. Make a grand gesture. Ke kuch aisa karo jo pehle kabhi nahi kiya. And she said, ki mujhe deep work karna hai. I want to complete this thing. And I want to complete it in record time. So she booked a best of the best suite in a hotel in London. And she actually trapped herself inside in the hotel room and she didn't come out till she completed the entire chapter. That's how she made this big grand gesture. There's one more example which is very clear, which I love this example, is of Peter Shankman. So even if I travel a lot and I go on a big long flight somewhere, that's when I really use this deeper concept. Peter Shankman had a big project to work on. बड़ा सा प्रोजेक्ट था उनको काम करना था. ही इज अ सोशल मीडिया इन्फ्लुएंसर एंड ही वाज वर्किंग ऑन अ स्टार्टअप एंड ही हैड अ बिग प्रोजेक्ट टू स्टडी ऑन एंड टेक सम डिसीजंस ऑन इट. एंड ही वाज सो मच डिस्ट्रैक्टेड विद द ऑपरेशंस के यार ये कस्टमर्स बड़े परेशान कर रहे हैं, टीम बराबर काम नहीं करी, वो प्रोजेक्ट पे फोकस ही नहीं कर रहे थे. ही सेड लेट मी गेट सम टाइम आउट फॉर माई सेल्फ, लेट मी डू सम डीप वर्क ऑन दिस प्रोजेक्ट. सो ही बुक द रिटर्न फ्लाइट फ्रॉम लॉस एंजलिस टू टोक्यो, द लॉन्गर रूट नॉट द शॉर्टर रूट, ओके. एंड ही वेंट फॉर दैट फ्लाइट. Almost to and fro ka 30 hours ka time tha. So he went one way 12 hours flight and he rested for 2 hours. So during the from LA to Tokyo, jo time tha, he worked on the project uninterrupted in the business class. Then Tokyo pe wahan pe launch mein 2 ghante aur kaam kiya. Then he took the return flight from Tokyo to LA aur wo bhi wapas 15 ghante kaam kiya. 30 hours of uninterrupted work, made a grand gesture and he worked on that particular project. and he gave that particular thing, I want to take this particular decision. He submitted his assignment, and you know what? He cracked that deal, the $1 million deal. तो जो भी खर्चा हुआ था आने जाने का, उससे कई ज़्यादा उनके रिटर्न मिले. That are some grand gestures which you have to take to do some deep work. आप कौन सा grand gesture लेने वाले हो to get your deep work aligned? Understand this. Unless you do something different, you're never going to get some different results. Now there are four rules which are there to get your deep work aligned. इस किताब में चार rules बताए. Rule number one is measure what deep work you are doing. Because अगर आपने measurement नहीं किया कि should I do my deep work in the morning, should I do in the afternoon, कि what is my measurement, कि मैं कितने घंटे कर सकता हूँ deep work, आधा घंटा कर सकता हूँ, am I too distracted, can I increase my time from half an hour to 2 hours, तो जितना आप measure करेंगे उतना better रहेगा. That's rule number one. Rule number two is embrace boredom. अरे बहुत important है. हम कभी भी समझो बोर होते हैं ना, हमारे पास तो एक मोबाइल का एक बड़ा सा टॉय है ना. वी स्टार्ट टू ओपन आवर मोबाइल एंड वी गो टू एनी ऑफ आवर एप्स, लेट्स से एनी सोशल मीडिया एप्स, एंड वी स्टार्ट टू डू सम टाइम पास. डोंट डू दैट. टू गेट द डीप वर्क रियली एज अ हैबिट, यू गॉट टू एम्ब्रेस बोर्डम. थोड़ा आपको बोर रहना पड़ेगा. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, जब भी आप लाइन में खड़े हो, मे बी आप कतार में हो, एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा, दैट मीन्स डोंट दैट टाइम डोंट ओपन योर मोबाइल ऐप. एम्ब्रेस द बोर्डम, फील दैट बोर्डम, डू नथिंग. Just let it be. And when you just do nothing, you let it be, that's where your creative juices start to flow in. I was like this for 10 days in my Vipassana. I mean, of course, there are a lot of things to do, but like you feel that void, man. 10 din without mobile. I made a video also why you should go for Vipassana. Then when you really start to see, you embrace the boredom. 9:30, lights out. 9:30 ko neend nahi aa rahi, kya karna? Embrace the boredom. That's when you really start to get that deep work aligned. That's the second rule. Rule number three kya hai? Quit social media. You're going to kill me for this. Ki yaar Siddharth, social media ko quit karne ki baat kar rahe ho aur abhi khud ab YouTube pe video bana rahe ho. I am not saying quit social media permanently, but manage social media. It's a beautiful rule which I learned from Stephen Covey. Rule your technology. Do not let technology rule you. जो भी चीज आपको टेक्नोलॉजी आप रूल कर सकते हो उसको यूज करिए. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, यूट्यूब पे रहूंगा मैं सिर्फ 10 मिनट रहूंगा या 20 मिनट रहूंगा दिन का, दैट्स इट. एंड आई विल लर्न समथिंग न्यू. आई एम नॉट जस्ट गोइंग टू ब्राउज ऑन सम डेड मे बी एप्लीकेशन जहां पे मुझे सिर्फ टाइम पास हो रहा है, दूसरों को मैं बेनिफिट कर रहा हूं, मेरा कुछ हो नहीं रहा है. सो यू रियली हैव टू क्विट सोशल मीडिया ऑन दोज प्लेटफॉर्म्स विच आर नॉट क्रिएटिंग वैल्यू फॉर यू, विच आर नॉट मूविंग यू फॉरवर्ड टुवर्ड्स योर गोल्स. दैट्स वेयर यू हैव टू क्विट सोशल मीडिया. रियली हैव सम टेक्नोलॉजी एप्स in your mobile app, you can really track yourself ke kahan pe mujhe value mil rahi hai, kahan pe nahi mil rahi. For example, over here we are giving you value. Write down in the comment box ki aapko kaun si book summaries padhni hai, dekhni hai hamare YouTube pe, and I'll definitely make those YouTube videos for you so you can keep on getting value. Puri kitab ka saransh pe thodi der mein aapko de dunga in about 10 minute video. That's the third one. The fourth rule is drain the shallows. What do you mean by this? Ki jo cheezon mein aapki shallow work ho rahi hai na, usko pakadiye aur usko hataiye. लेट से ईमेल चेक करना, अरे हाँ वो तो करना पड़ रहा है, बट यू कैन डेलीगेट एज वेल एज यू कैन. मे बी बैंक का काम करना, ऑपरेशंस का काम करना, इनवॉइसिंग बनाना, थिंक ऑफ दोज, दीज आर ऑल शैलोज. सो यू ड्रेन दो शैलोज, वो शैलो काम को हटा दो. और ऐसे तुरंत नहीं हटेगा, लेकिन अगर आपने काम किया एक एक करके एक एक SOP बनाए, डेलीगेशन किया, तभी तो वो निकलेगा. सो दैट्स द फोर्थ रूल, ड्रेन द शैलोज. Carl Newport in this book also mentioned that there are four different types of philosophies of deep work. You can select anyone which you have after studying these entire principles. The first one is the monastic philosophy. The second one is the bimodal philosophy. The third one is the rhythmic philosophy. And the fourth one is the journalistic philosophy. आप डिसाइड करिए आपके प्रोफेशन को देख के, आपके एनवायरनमेंट को देख के, ये चारों में से आप कौन से सिलेक्ट कर सकते हो. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, आई गो फॉर 10 डेज ऑफ Vipassana कोर्स एवरी ईयर. That's a different way of philosophy. Maybe that's the rhythmic way of doing this. So aap select kar sakte ho ke kaise karna hai. I'm not saying ki aap 6 mahina you go to the mountains. Maybe that's difficult for you. That's the monastic way of philosophy. Aap select kar sakte ho. Don't take a tough one. Journalistic way is very tough because you need to switch on switch off. Aur agar aapki habits nahi sahi hai to aap nahi kar payenge. Aap select kariye kaun si philosophy aapke liye suit karti hai, but select zarur kariye. Don't be just busy being busy because we are just busy being busy because humko prove karna hai logo ko ki hum bahut busy hai, hum bahut kaam kar rahe. Stop doing that. Focus on deep work. Some final tips for you before we close this. Schedule kariye aapka deep work time ke pure din mein kabhi aap kar sakte ho. For me, it's always morning time. Morning, I am fresh. The world is sleeping and I can really focus on this. Where I really want to focus on the work which I want to do, that's deep work. But aapke liye alag ho sakta hai, maybe you're a night owl, to aap night ka time le sakte ho. But select kariye aur dheere dheere us bandwidth ko badhaiye. Let's say pehle aadhe ghante, fir 1 hour, fir 2 hours, for 3 hours. Slowly increase your bandwidth of your entire deep work, एंड वॉट यू डू इज जो भी शैलो वर्क करना है वो करना भी पड़ेगा. यू कैन जस्ट इग्नोर ऑल दो शैलो वर्क. यू कैन हैव दो शैलो वर्क अराउंड दोस पेरिफेरीज ऑफ योर डीप वर्क स्केड्यूल. लेट्स से आधे घंटे में 25 मिनट मैंने काम किया डीप वर्क, फिर 5 मिनट चलो ब्रेक ले ली, वापस से 20 मिनट काम किया, फिर थोड़ा चलो ऑपरेशन वर्क कर लिया, वो जरूरी था, अर्जेंट था, एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा. सो यू स्टार्ट टू डिवाइड योर शैलो वर्क अलॉन्ग विथ योर डीप वर्क. दैट्स वेर यू कैन रियली स्टार्ट टू हैव अ कंप्लीट बैलेंस. रीड दिस बुक डीप वर्क, गेट इन टू द फ्लो स्टेट, स्टार्ट टू मल्टीप्लाई रिजल्ट. डीप वर्क इज वन ऑफ द रीजन ऑफ माई सक्सेस. After Vipassana, after focusing on again reading so many books on productivity, I have realized one thing, that people who are going to follow these principles of deep work, people who are going to go on the flow, in the flow state, are going to be the world beaters. Come out of this routine. Don't just follow the crowd, because that's not deep work. Create your own path, and that's where you can really start to get the success.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.